So I've been dating this epidemic asshole for the past, I don't know, it's almost been a year. And it's been over for the past few months. I just haven't been able to let it go because, you know, I'm the nice person that tries to fight for things or save things and believe the bullshit and everything. And the biggest, I guess my biggest issue that I've had is people will always make time for what they feel is important. Not what you feel is important, but what they feel is important. So you always want to feel important in a relationship. And I don't think it's too demanding to spend more than a couple hours a week. I kept hearing this excuse over and over and over and over again from him that I'm just too busy. My work is so demanding. He doesn't own a business. He works for the state of Arizona. No, he works, I don't know, he works with crazy people, and he's kind of like their caseworker, and there's always something happening, and there's no work-life balance in his life, or he's just full of bullshit and excuses, which is entirely possible, knowing the history of people I've dated. However, my ramblings still continue in the fact that, you know, I kept hearing this, I don't have time, I don't have time, I'm just so busy, and I'm making all the time that I can, and blah, 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 and I just got so fucking fed up with the bullshit. And the less and less time we spent together, the more and more I was able to, you know, sever that. And I don't talk to him anymore at all. I think he still thinks that there's some potential, but no. And then I kind of had this little self-reflection on myself. Oh, and one of the things that I had told him that I heard somewhere or I read in a blog somewhere, I can't really remember, was instead of telling me you're too busy, just tell me I'm not a priority. And he's like, that's not true. And I said, no, why don't you just shift that saying and say, you're just not a priority right now. And it would just be a lot, it would feel a lot better than listening to a lie that you're too busy to find time. So as I started saying that, I started shifting that to my personal life, right? Like, I'm too busy to get my fucking ass to the gym. I'm too busy to go for a walk to the end of the corner, whatever excuse I'm making in my head. I'm just too fucking busy. I'm running too many businesses. I'm too depressed. I'm too this, I'm too that. So I started shifting that. And when I caught myself saying I'm too busy or I can or whatever, I just started shifting. It's just not a priority right now. Couple things that happened when I started doing this. It's only been a couple weeks that I started doing it, but it was a huge relief on myself from instead of feeling so overwhelmed all the time. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. It's not a priority. And it helped me check myself on, I'm really not paying attention to things that I thought were priorities in my life, you know, like making a fucking paycheck. And I'm making excuses and I'm kind of treading water. I feel like I'm treading water. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. And I'm not making priorities for my personal life, my health, my business life being, you know, doing my part of the businesses that need my part being done. So I really just started saying to myself, I haven't said it to my business partners yet or really to anybody else other than myself, is, you know, it just hasn't been a priority to follow up with that client that I could probably close, or it hasn't been a priority to write that blog post. It hasn't been a priority to go to the gym. It hasn't been a priority to try and lose 20 pounds. I mean, really, let's be realistic. I want to lose like 50 to 60 to 70, but I mean, let's start with 1 pound. It hasn't been a priority to go to the grocery store. I'd much rather just, you know, Grubhub it or whatever. Or go out to dinner, or it hasn't been a priority to try and get my social life back together. So I started saying these things and shifting my sayings, and I felt a big weight come off my shoulders. So instead of, I guess when you're lying to yourself, I guess, I don't know if you've ever told a lie to somebody else, that weight of, okay, I got to catch up and I got to stay on top of that lie. Not that I practice lying. I've been lied to a lot. And I think I've told one or two lies to somebody in the past. But that weight that you carry to stay on top of that. So when you're lying to yourself of, I'm too busy to do this, I'm too busy to do that, I'm too busy to go to the grocery store, I'm too busy to go buy toilet paper. I mean, thank God for Amazon. But I just have felt so much relief when I just was honest and said, it's just not a priority. And then I started realizing some areas of self-improvement I could fix on myself. So my biggest thing right now is my health. I have, I've been super, super sedentary this year. And I used to network a lot. I used to get out a lot. I used to socialize a lot. I've been through a little bit more this year than I intended to, when my best friend passed away. And I feel like sometimes depression is winning because I'm much more sedentary. I'm not being as active. And it's very overwhelming to me to try and do everything. So I'm trying to reprioritize, you know, what's one thing personal I can do today? What's one thing in the business I can do today that I'm not doing, or that I am saying I'm too busy to do, but it should be a priority. And it has seemed to shift what I'm doing. This is by no means the biggest accomplishment in the world. My only thing that I'm able to do, so this past week I kept thinking, okay, I haven't felt good. I haven't been eating super healthy. I'm clearly not going to the grocery store, or I hadn't been. And the one thing I could do that I wasn't feeling overwhelmed with, and this may overwhelm somebody else, I don't know, but I just decided I can go to the QT or go to AMPM or whatever and get a fucking gallon of water, and I can drink a gallon of water a day. I go there for a Diet Coke, which I'm trying to eliminate, you know, soda. So instead of just focusing on, I gotta eliminate soda, or I can't have fast food, or whatever the negative thought process is, I'm really trying to shift it in. I can drink a gallon of water a day. I really like water. I love it, actually. And this isn't one of those like challenges I'm trying to do. It's really just, what can I do? Because I can probably get to the gym. Currently, not a priority, but I can drink a gallon of water. And I'm on day four. Today's day four. It's only 9:45 in the morning, so I haven't completed day four, but I have done 3 days. And it doesn't take a lot of time to sit there and try and drink a gallon of water. I put some lemon in it, but I buy an actual gallon. And if you want to get super ghetto, you just use the same gallon over and over, and you just go to one of those, for a quarter you can refill it. So yeah, that's the hood in me. Save a little bit of money, or you can spend the dollar a day, whatever. It's the same budget that I had with my Diet Coke or whatever. So drinking a gallon a day has become a priority to me. I have made time somehow in my fucking life to get to the grocery, or to get to the store on the corner, walk my ass inside, and pick up a gallon of water. Now I may grab a donut or two or a hot dog or whatever, and I don't focus on that. Normally, my mind would go to, you stupid fat pig, or you fat cow, or whatever. Look at, this is what you're eating, or this is what you're drinking. And it would be this whole cycle of shame, of all the shit I'm doing wrong in my life. Didn't mean to get emotional on this one. And it would just turn into this whole thing of, I'm not making enough money for everybody. I'm not making enough sales. I'm not eating healthy enough. I'm not doing this enough. And it drug me down. It became immobilizing. And I've noticed the past 3 days, and mind you, I'm probably emotional because I just started my period. But it's true. The past 3 days, I've noticed my mindset has shifted on, holy shit, I did it. I did something. You know, I did something good. And I started implementing that in my, or I'm starting to implement that thought process with my business life of what's one thing a day I can do that I'm not doing that's money generating, that can generate a little bit of revenue. So I have a list that I've started. I work really good on emailing myself things to do, and I work out of my inbox. I don't physically write down a to-do list because then I feel like a failure if I haven't crossed everything off. But I do get irritated and annoyed as hell if I have shit left in my inbox, and so that seems to work for me. But on my lists of ideas of what's one thing a day I can do to shift my mind focus into something positive is I can email 5 people a day. That's not hard. It takes, 10 minutes, if that, maybe 20 at the most. But I can email 5 people a day, and I can pick up the fucking phone and I can call one person. So if I can shift this mind focus into how I've been drinking a gallon of water a day, and I'm currently sitting in my car right now in my parking lot in my ugly yoga pants, no bra, and a tank top and a little sweater. I'm in Phoenix, so it's still kind of hot. I think it's only 85, but it's only 10, it's 10 o'clock, 85 degrees, so I'm in a sweater, not horrible, but I'd look pretty funny when it's 110 outside. And I do this because I don't really like bras, but as I digress, my purpose is finding my one thing I can focus on and shift that focus of this shameful cycle of what a failure I am or what an overwhelming life I live into I did it. I drank a gallon of water a day, and I post things on Facebook. Sometimes I post my social life, my personal life on Facebook. Like the other day, I really thought, okay, I had drank three quarters of this water, and I had a quarter of it left to drink. And I'm like, God, if I just add vodka, does that count? Vodka? And I mean, I think it does, you know, I'm still drinking the same amount of liquid. So that was pretty funny. My friend commented something pretty funny on that. So I had put on there, I'm 3/4 of the way through today's gallon of water. I keep thinking, if I add vodka to it, can I do this? And my friend says, just freeze the rest into ice cubes and eat them, like pretend it's food. And then my other friend was like, vodka, pineapple juice, a 151 float. Good heavens, yes, like it counts. So the entire purpose of this was just finding one thing I can do and shifting that focus. So yeah, that was my little funny thought for the day. But as I'm kind of pondering back on this, some of the takeaways that I got from this little rambling was finding one thing personal that I can do, like drinking a gallon of water. Maybe next week it'll be walking to the fucking corner. Sometimes it's just taking a shower for the day. Let's be real. That's a challenge sometimes. If I can get the shower and if I'm struggling that badly, which I have in the past, I've had some dark moments, but sometimes I just make that shower a little bit colder and it wakes me the fuck up. Something or anything that I can handle doing more than I'm already doing or that I'm not doing. And then the other thing that I was focusing on was one thing business might, what, just do one thing for my personal self, one thing for my business. So responding to emails, picking up the phone to call that one client I know I can close, emailing 5 to 10 people or leads, that's something. And then shifting my focus on what I did do versus all that I didn't do. And that's been really powerful. I've started a list at the very end of the day of what did I do today. Sometimes that list is as far as I got out of bed and I showered. Or sometimes that list is, you know, an entire page long or 2 pages long. And I get really nitpicky. I answered this person's email. I answered this person's email. I go through every email that I answered. And then I went to the grocery store. I picked up the phone and I had a social conversation. I did
I put mascara on. I didn't put all my makeup on, but I fucking put mascara on. Which, P.S., I'm going to invest in those eyelashes because my sister-in-law and my business partner have them, and they always look beautiful. And they don't have to do anything, so I'm going to do it. But I make a list of what I did do instead of what I didn't do. I drank a gallon of water today. I didn't drink the whole gallon of water, which I haven't had that happen yet, but I know that I'm going to focus on, you know what? I drank half a gallon of water today. That's more fucking water than I used to drink. So focus on what you are doing. Focus on what I'm doing correctly. Focus on what I am trying to do versus everything I'm failing at in my head. It has made a really big difference. And I finally just got sick enough to just try something different because I was feeling pretty low. So, yeah, that's all I got.